MSO New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us again this week. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back once again.
As we say, Happy New Year yet again here on the Baseball Insider podcast. Andy, I'm excited. You have some news about Chris Sale. I mean, this is the best news we've heard in a long time, or is it great news?
Well, I guess we have to just kind of slow down, not get too excited, because we don't know exactly what this is all going to mean in the long run. But Chris Sale, the Red Sox ace, is on pace to throw off a mound in the next few weeks. This will be the first time that Sale has been on the mound since having Tommy John surgery last March. If all goes well for Sale, I mean, don't expect to see him on the mound at Fenway until probably mid-July at the earliest. They're going to obviously take it slow with Sale coming back from that surgery. So, you know, what kind of a difference will that mean for the Sox in the second half of the season, we shall see. But it is good news that he is eventually working his way back.
Well, if he does get on the mound in July, he'll have a new injury by the middle of July, I'm thinking.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that point, Bill.
Oh, man. All right. I just calmed myself down. I made myself depressed yet again. But that hasn't been hard in the last few years, here with the last year or so with this team. All right, Andy, what else do we have with Red Sox news this week?
Well, there are some reports out there saying that the Red Sox are preparing for a series of moves before the start of spring training. We'll have to see if that is just all rumors or if there's any fact to that. But the Red Sox do have until Friday to agree to a long-term contract with third baseman Rafael Devers. If not, Devers will go to salary arbitration. And other reports out there saying that the Red Sox are in serious trade talks involving outfielder Andrew Benintendi. Benintendi hit just 103 last year with one RBI in 14 games in 2020. A lot of sources out there saying that Benintendi could be traded by the weekend.
And what would they get in return, Andy? What do you think?
Well, that's the problem. I think, obviously, Benintendi's value is at its lowest at this point. You know, I'm sure we'll get some guys in return if he is traded that, you know, most Red Sox fans have never heard of. He might be lucky to get a back-end starting pitcher, maybe a couple low-level type prospects. But again, it's not going to be some big-name people that you have heard of or someone that's going to make a major difference with the team starting this year.
There's a phrase we keep hearing on this podcast, low-level prospects, name you haven't heard before. There you go.
That is the key phrase for the Red Sox in 2020/21.
Okay. All right. What else do we have, Andy?
Well, former Red Sox outfielder Rosné Castillo is back in baseball. He is signed with the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles of the Japan's Pacific League. So after spending some time with the Red Sox, mostly in Pawtucket with that large contract he signed after defecting from Cuba, he's trying to get his career back in gear over in Japan, hoping that some major league teams will take notice and bring him back to the States. We'll have to see how that all plays out.
I know you have a track record of hitting ballparks across the United States. Have you hit ballparks in Japan ever, Andy?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
My terms of traveling to ballparks outside of the country just have been limited to Montreal and Toronto.
There you go. All right. All right, Nesson, you always tell us and share with us the latest of Nesson Classics. What's on tap for today?
Yes, this afternoon, first pitch is at 3 o'clock for best offensive outputs all this week on Nesson Plus, a game from August 15th of 2015. Red Sox beat up on the Mariners 22-10 at Fenway. Jackie Bradley Jr. led the way that day, going 5-for-6. He had 2 home runs, 7 RBIs, and he also scored 5 runs in that contest. So you want to see some runs crossing the plate, Nesson Plus at 3 o'clock is the place to be.
Wow, by 2020 standards, that's like a week's worth of offense for the Red Sox, right there in two tight hours. There you go. Okay. All right, around Major League Baseball, I know we're going to get to Tommy Lasorda, but what's the latest news from around the MLB?
Well, Commissioner Rob Manfred has told teams to plan on a full 162-game season with spring training starting on February 17th. Opening day still scheduled for April 1st, and that day, if all goes to plan, the Sox will be playing at Fenway against the Orioles.
You know, they used to have all these days at Fenway, Nuns Day and Maine Day. They should have Vaccine Day coming up here, right?
In fact, they're saying that Fenway could be used as a vaccination site for people, so maybe that's part of the deal. You can come to the game, get a vaccine, and come on in.
Get a dog. There you go. Tommy Lasorda, we talked about him last week. You shared some news with us on him, and unfortunately this past week he did pass away.
Yeah, unfortunately, he did pass away last Thursday at the age of 93. We did talk last week that he was sent home from the hospital, reportedly in great shape at the time, but apparently that did not last. Lasorda did manage the Dodgers for 21 seasons from 1976 to 96, winning 1,599 games. Under Lasorda, the Dodgers won the World Series in 1981 and 88. He won four National League pennants, managed four All-Star teams, and also led Team USA to a gold medal in the 2000 Summer Olympics. Overall, Lasorda spent 71 years with the Dodgers as a player, scout, manager, and executive.
Yeah, special guy, special team too, the Dodgers, because I know, of course, they have their roots in New York, in Brooklyn, went to L.A., but so you just mentioned Montreal a little while ago. Their AAA farm club for years was the Montreal Royals years and years ago before the Expos came on the scene, and so there's a big Dodger influence up north of the border as well.
Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely going to be a character of the game that will be sorely missed, and we'll probably never see someone like that quite again.
I don't think so. Not in this day and age. Andy, around Major League Baseball, what else do we have?
Well, we had a major trade since the last time we talked, as the Mets have acquired all-star shortstop Francisco Lindor and starting pitcher Carlos Carrasco from the Indians for shortstop Amed Rosario and three minor league prospects. And the White Sox the other day signed the top free agent closer on the market this year, Liam Hendricks, to a three-year, $54 million contract.
I know we talked about a Red Sox player possibly going to Japan, but we have news of the travel the other way, don't we?
Well, free agent Japanese pitcher Tomoyuki Sugano decided to return to the Mori Giants instead of signing with a major league team. He was up for bidding, but apparently he was not able to work out a deal with the team. The Red Sox were reportedly interested in signing him, but I guess he has gone back to Japan. He'll work under a series of one-year contracts with opt-outs, so he could still come back to Major League Baseball as soon as next year.
Man, you know a lot about this stuff, Andy. Manny Ramirez in the news.
Oh, he's always in the news, it seems. He has been released by the Sydney Blue Sox and the Australian Baseball League because of uncertainty with the season during the COVID-19 pandemic, and also because of an undisclosed medical condition that's prevented Manny from playing or training with the team. The Blue Sox have only played two games this season because of a coronavirus outbreak in Sydney and a subsequent border and travel restriction that was set up. So Manny Ramirez back on the market. Maybe Chaim Bloom wants to bring him in as a fifth outfielder. We'll have to see. Obviously, Manny still wants to play. So will he end up next? We'll have to see.
Well, let's alert the Far East, see if they're interested in him again or wherever if he's been over there.
That could be a possibility. I'm sure Manny will try to get involved somewhere.
All right. Andy, what else do we have? A couple of other notes.
Yeah, the Angels, they fired their visiting clubhouse manager who worked for the team for 30 years. It was confirmed that he was providing illegal sticky substances to pitchers. So that was kind of an interesting little side note that came out of Major League Baseball this year. And I guess, Bill, you and I didn't have the money to pony up for this one, as a Mickey Mantle baseball card sold for just over $5.2 million at auction. The sale of the 1952 Topps card is a new record for a price for a trading card. The card is reportedly in mint condition and one of only a few in existence.
Yeah, well, that was a big card for sure. I mean, the Mickey Mantle cards for sure.
I've seen one. Can't say I have one, unfortunately.
No. And if you did have one, you wouldn't tell folks on this podcast that you had one.
No, I wouldn't. No.
Not with our shady audience here. All right. Anything else, Andy, to share with us? Do you expect the Red Sox specifically to make a move in the next 7 days?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they do make a move or two. I know they had their scouts looking at some people recently that were working out that were on the free agent list. Corey Kluber, who former Cy Young Award winner, two-time Cy Young Award winner, worked out yesterday for scouts. And, there's a possibility they could sign him on a low-level deal. That's something you could see. And obviously, if this Andrew Benintendi news does come into play over the next few days. But I really don't see the team signing Devers to a long-term contract this year, so I think he'll head to salary arbitration. So we'll have to see how things play out, but we're getting closer and closer to what should be the beginning of spring training. Red Sox will have numerous holes on the roster, so something has to be done one way or another. So it's about time to get it out there and get the Red Sox back in the news.
You got it. There he is, our MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.